This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We cannot do anything since 4 days. We are locked down in the house since Friday evening. Right now we have around 5 feet around my house, so we cannot get out from the house. We cannot walk, and water is about to come in the house.
It's a terrible situation, obviously, as we know, in Houston and other parts of South Texas. Hurricane Harvey has wreaked more than havoc with the people in Texas. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. More rain coming. It's falling, and people are finding themselves, those who thought they could wait out the where they were inland a little bit more, finding, nope, they can't do it. The Coast Guard rescued over 3,000 people on Monday. 3,000 people. Citizens, good Samaritans, the humanity overflowing like the water is tremendous to see, because that's what they're doing. More than neighbors, it's people that are complete strangers that are helping people that are stranded. And through social media, they're finding out who's waiting out in the middle of their house, an animal that's on top of a car. Since midnight on Sunday, 2,300 calls poured into the Houston Fire Department, 400 calls for rescue on Monday afternoon. He can't handle that. There's just not enough rescue workers and enough time to get people into areas where they can barely get in. So these difficult rescues in many cases are happening through people who have boats, who have offered to help, who are doing what they can. 30,000 people expected to show up in shelters, because what are they going to do? Their house is gone or is in a various state of flooding. By a miracle, they get out, and now they've got to have a place to find shelter. So some have left the area. Some have moved upward to shelters that are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area or other places in Texas. And, you know, it's in the shelters in Houston, about 8,000 people or so were said to be there on Monday night. In the convention center, 5,000 in Houston. In Galveston, closer to the water, they had a mandatory evacuation order for Dixon, Texas, which is about 170 some miles northeast of Rockport. There was just a dramatic photo that was on the internet that showed residents of an assisted living facility in Dixon being rescued on Sunday. So they say at this point in Harris County, which is Houston area, 6 suspected flood related deaths since Harvey hit land last week. The average, this is shocking, you need to know these numbers. The average annual rainfall in Houston is 50 inches. The city has seen 25 inches of rain in 2 days. By Saturday, they're saying another 25 inches. That's 50 inches. I have friends who live in the Friendswood area, and their city, including Katy and Alvin and Pasadena and Seabrook and a few others, have curfews. They've canceled school naturally for the week. It doesn't make any sense. So over 200,000 kids are out of school. Of course, they would be there. There's a mega shelter that I mentioned briefly in Dallas that's opening up. Thousands and upon thousands are going to get to be in that convention center, which is great. The Louisiana governor, John Bel Edwards, requested an emergency declaration. The governor said he believes that Jefferson Davis and Vermilion Parishes and Beauregard and some others are going to get the brunt of Harvey winds and rain. And the president is going to visit Louisiana on Saturday. And we know that there's been some re-racking of events, which is hardly high on the scale. About 96% of Houston customers have power, but about 104,000 are without electricity. So it's a question of getting to the affected areas. What's really crazy and puts it in perspective is the shots that many of you are seeing. I always say that America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard. And what you see when you're looking at these awesome shots of people helping other people and rescuing animals and neighbors and all of that, the wonderful things that we've seen, the video images, the pictures, the interviews, all that kind of stuff is great. But the other part of this is looking at the scale of it, trying to wrap your brain around how much devastation that is. So when you're talking about 2 feet or more of rain and not getting any kind of a reprieve until next week, think of what that's like to measure that. The 50 inches that I mentioned before, Texas has never seen that. I mean, this is epic proportions. Wreaking havoc isn't even a great description. This is like biblical. Biblical. I mean, FEMA's already said, and I talked to someone today from FEMA, they expect that they're going to be planted in Texas, not for a year, not till the end of the year, no, for years, because it's going to require that kind of a massive housing effort, one of the biggest we've ever seen. It's going to surpass Hurricane Ike in 2008. Imagine that. You know how destructive that was to the Gulf Coast. Millions of people. Let's put this in perspective. If you were to look at a map, from Corpus Christi, Texas, New Orleans, were under flood watches and warnings on Monday because of those crazy storm bands that repeatedly kept going over, like Groundhog Day for nasty weather. Would just circle back around again, circle back, and didn't leave. And this was predicted to be this way. It's far, 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 far from over. A slow-moving, torturous storm. 3 miles an hour. Think of what it's like to go 3 miles an hour. And this has all happened since Friday. At the airport, Hobby Airport, I've flown into there many times in Houston. They got about a foot of rain on Saturday, 11 on Sunday, two of the wettest days they've ever, ever, ever had. And then here's the thing, they've got dams where they have to release water, and that's making it that much worse. Thank goodness for the people who have boats who are assisting in the search and rescue, because that's what it's been like. The volunteer movement is incredible. I mean, for Texas, they got to find a new normal, especially in Houston. Got to find a new normal because people are shell-shocked. And now they're just riding out the storm or trying to ride out the storm, can't ride it out, have to leave, have to be rescued, have to go to a shelter. And then what are they going to come back to? And when are they going to come back? When you're talking about waist-deep water, sitting on rooftops. You know, and here's what they're saying now at this point. They're saying that if you're waiting to be rescued, you have to hang a towel or a sheet so they can find you because the addresses now are hard to find. Because the addresses are covered up by all the water, of course. Trucks, planes, troops, they're headed to Texas. More of those details. And North Korea decides to lob a missile over Japan. What was the reaction? We got that coming up. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
There's stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The uncertainty here cannot be overstated, and we're seeing the effects of that as it relates to rain bands and the intensity, with now the potential tornado watches, with now the potential flash flooding watches. Really, the better part of wisdom is for everybody not to test it.
Oh, that's part of what the deal is. That's Mitch Landrieu talking about, you know, the mayor talking about that everybody should stay home, stay off the streets, and stay off the roads because of the rain. The schools are closed. This is what it is. At this point, when we're talking about Louisiana, we're talking about New Orleans, and certainly they know what that's like. And for all of you listening to us in New Orleans, I understand. I have spent many a day in that fine, fine city, and certainly in and around Louisiana, and I feel for you because I know how quickly things can change, and we certainly saw that in Houston, that within a blink of an eye, no matter what you think is forecast, if that pattern, that slow moving storm, somehow gets stuck, then guess what? You find yourself in the middle of that horrific situation that they found themselves in and still are fighting for air, really, in Houston. Because it's just that bad. And the great thing about the people in New Orleans is, I'll tell you what, after we saw what happened with Katrina, and after Katrina, there was no question the people, the humanity you saw there and the people who battled back, they know exactly what that's like and don't take any chances. So I think Mayor Landrieu is right. You know what to do and you know how to do it. So Don't take any chances whatsoever. Just battle it out inside your abode, and don't make the mistake of thinking that you can fight it and get away from it. So people are listening to us on 990 AM WGSO, great station. And I know I've gotten many emails from some of you asking me about what I thought was going to happen. And, you know, I did do weather at one point in my life, but I put that meteorologist degree aside. And I have looked at the weather maps like all of you have looked at it. And the thing that's scary is, does it get trapped? It's that it's so slow. I mean, it's a tropical storm, basically. So let's get that right. It's a tropical storm. And it's uncertain. The path is uncertain. So it's all about draining capacity. And unfortunately, the draining capacity still isn't great in New Orleans. And even though you've got, you know, you've got people ready, you've got a pump that was just repaired last week at pump station number 6. So that's good. But is it enough? Is it enough to fight off what could lash into Louisiana? So schools closed. Smart thing. Smart thing to do that. All right, I mentioned trucks and planes and troops and everything else. The Pentagon is looking at resources, and of course that's what they're sending. And they're being dispatched for relief efforts, or will be dispatched. The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, activated, of course, the whole National Guard. It's about 12,000 guardsmen is the number they're saying that you can expect in and around Houston. So, waist deep water that I described, rescue efforts, hanging towels to identify when somebody needs help. And that's what's pretty much happened with this. Finding cover, getting out of a house and getting into another situation. And here's the thing, and I mentioned this, the dams, the Attucks and the Barker dams in Houston, they had to release water from them. You know, when you look at flood control, this is what they had to do. And the rationale behind it was better to start with controlled releases, right? Better to do that. And using the structures then to allow uncontrolled release to go flying over the dam. And this way they have more capability of controlling it anyway. But what's happening is you're also getting water pushed behind it. So as a result, more neighborhoods are being evacuated. Because you just don't want to take the chance. Of course not. Seeing what they're seeing that happened. So anyway, if you want to share a story, and many of you have, you can always shoot me an email at americatonight.net, click on contact, bada bing, you're in like that, or flip me a tweet. A lot of you have done that as well, Kate S. Delaney, or you can always dive on the digits if you are listening to me live, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. And while all of this is happening with the weather, South Korea and North Korea, it's been, we know, percolating forever, right? But South Korea, put that aside for a second. They had live fire drills. And the reason they had live fire drills is because North Korea launched a missile, lobbed a missile, the way I like to think of it, that just flew over Japan. Oh, there's that missile. So they fired a missile over Japan. The prime minister said it's the most serious and grave ever threat to, he said ever threat to the country. He's forgetting some history, but what North Korea is doing now, he's absolutely right. Right before 6 o'clock in the morning in Japan, that's when it went off. And of course the launch set off crazy warnings in the northern part of Japan, and that warning system had people scrambling to get to shelter. And then the missile broke into 3 pieces before it fell into the Pacific Ocean, about 700 some miles off the Japanese coast. So the missile was in the air for about 14 minutes. No damage to ships, claims, any of that kind of stuff. And not a threat, by the way, if you were thinking, to our country or to North America in general. Japanese PM gets on the hotline with our prez. They talk for 40 minutes. What do you think the focus was of that? Of course, lobbing the missile. They're talking about having an urgent meeting of the United Nations Security Council and putting more pressure on North Korea. The missile was launched near Pyongyang, and that's also very rare. It's usually not launched from there. So, of course, South Korea conducted a bombing drill. They wanted to test their capability to destroy the North Korean leadership in case of an emergency. Because if it's all out, it's all out. And, you know, it's interesting because Tuesday's launch is just 3 days on the heels of Pyongyang test firing 3 short-range ballistic missiles. And of the 3, 1 failed. But it's the first time North Korea has successfully fired a missile, by the way, over Japan since the late 90s. And then it was a satellite launch that went over the country. So this is confidence brewing from the North Koreans. If they're willing to overfly Japan, which they've avoided since the late 90s, then they're trying to send a message. And what is the message? Go ahead and give us sanctions. We don't care. I mean, that is escalation. That is poking the bear. Lindsey Graham, maybe 3-4 weeks ago, kind of made a little bit of buzz by saying that President Trump assured him if there was going to be war to stop them, it would be over there. And, of course, we have a ton of troop investment, don't we, along the border. So a missile launched is a missile launched. Whether it was lobbed over Japan or however you want to take it, but to wake up with a siren and an announcement that North Korea launched a missile that could hit a city that you're living in, that'd be frightening, wouldn't it? Remember, there are some Americans living there, and they reported that that was eerie to them. And if North Korea is really developing a nuclear weapon that could sit on top of a missile powerful enough to reach the United States, well, this would be what they're trying to do. Say, listen, look at what we can do, and go ahead and challenge us. What do you do in this situation? What do you do when they're putting it in Japan's face and our face, the United States? Stay with us. Mailbag coming up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code free trial and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Sheriff Joe is a patriot. Sheriff Joe loves our country. Sheriff Joe protected our borders. And Sheriff Joe was very unfairly treated by the Obama administration, especially right before an election that he would have won. So, and he was elected many times. So I stand by my pardon of Sheriff Joe, and I think the people of Arizona who really know him best would agree with me.
President Trump talking about Joe Arpaio and the fact that he pardoned him. There has been some controversy over that, but there has been some support as well. It's typical of what's happening in the country. The pros and the nos are pretty much split down the middle. I've talked about my experiences in Arizona. I've talked about my experience with the Border Patrol. I've talked about having many moons ago Sheriff Joe on the show when everybody was giving him the attaboy. Even a lot of people, let's say, on the Democratic side of the ledger, because it was so horrific in Arizona, and really, frankly, nobody was doing much of anything. Let's go out to Richard in Louisville. Hey, Richard, how are you?
Hi, Kate. I'm glad you're giving attention to the Joe Arpaio pardon, because I think that's symptomatic of what's been wrong with the country since Trump got elected. The left-wing Democrats have been campaigning since the election against Trump instead of graciously and properly accepting Trump as the president. They've been trying to get him impeached since the election. And their response to the pardon of Joe Arpaio is just more of the same. Whatever Trump does, they're going to oppose. I just pray that they wake up and see how much damage they're doing to our country by continuing to oppose whatever the president tries to accomplish. They're weakening our stance internationally. You know, the Koreans are testing ballistic missiles again. Who knows what Putin is trying to do right now? And Iran, look what Iran is doing with the billions of dollars that Obama gave to them, funding more bomb building plants in Syria and Lebanon. And all of this is the result of the fact that we're disunified because the Democrats have never closed ranks behind our president. Realize this is our American president. This is the leader of our country. And whereas Republicans have always come behind the Democrat president once he's elected and not cause this kind of damage, the Democrats don't want to accept the outcome of the election. And so when the next election comes, I'm hopeful that a majority of the American people will realize what kind of damage the left wing has done, the Democrat left wing has done, and not elect these people to take control of our country and cause further damage. It's bad enough with being in the so-called opposition. They're not the loyal opposition. They're just the disloyal opposition. And
you're saying, Richard, that I see. Here's what I say. I always say, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. You probably heard that mantra, or don't, you know, decide you don't want to have a label or whatever. But can't we have these discussions? Doesn't it feel like we can't have these discussions? So what you're saying is you think, hey, Republicans did back up Obama when they had to and certainly didn't cause anything to happen internationally or that would have been too damaging to recover from as far as how we were perceived internationally.
Right. And that is what is evil about what the left-wing Democrats have been doing. And so, and pray that these left-wing Democrats will wake up and realize the damage that they've been doing, so that they can change their behavior and actually behave patriotically instead of being actually the enemies within.
Richard, I guess what I'm getting at is, and what Richard is saying, I think, I'm going to interpret that, it's when it's to the extreme level. So when it's the extreme level, and we see that, if you have something that's extreme on any side of this, that's when that creates that riff that is felt around the world, so to speak. And so it's not the, well, we disagree to disagree, but okay, you're in charge. Kind of like I say in organizations when I go to speak, frankly, and I talk about how do transitional leaders really take the reins and disrupt whatever the status quo is and people embrace it? Well, it's the same thing. So somebody new comes in unexpected, or there was a wall of pushback on it, but now they're in charge. So you can agree to disagree, but ultimately you come to the point where, okay, we have to move forward, and to move forward, we have to be able to come to an agreement that we're moving forward with this, and too bad, you either get on board or you could be critical, but there's a certain kind of criticism when it's like these dams that overflow that are just too bloody damaging. You can't put them back. And then ultimately, it causes this incredible rippling effect that weakens the whole. And I really think that's what he's saying. And weakening the whole, what good is that doing the country? How is that helping the country? Because I do think, and I think it's powerful to have different opinions. I mean, if I was president, I would have people that I wanted to strangle. I'd have people that, if there was a dartboard, I'd want to throw the dart at them. But I'd want them to be smart enough to challenge me. But ultimately, I would be able to take all the information in and then make that decision, or if it was a congressional thing, pitch what I thought was the right way to go on whether it was foreign affairs, whether it was domestic, whatever it is, because that's really the job. If you're the leader, you're the leader of the free world, and then you have your leadership style. And how is that leadership style embraced, or how do you move forward with that? And of course, better together than completely divided, because we've seen that. And he did hit on something that I think is interesting. Why now? Why all this nonsense with North Korea? Like, the brat that Kim Jong-un is, however, it can be incredibly serious. Imagine if something were to happen to Japan, and to just blatantly fire a missile over northern Japan, that's outrageous. That's insane. He is insane, but not worried. Obviously, I'm not worried about what you think, because I probably have these nuclear warheads. And if you want to challenge me, go on ahead. Then you can just decide if you think I have something that's damaging enough that can get through, that can hurt you. Because obviously, he's not worried about blowback, because Japan could have immediately decided if they wanted to, but they wouldn't. They wouldn't have played it that way. If they want to strike back, what if they decide to strike back? They're going to need a little more leverage, and I think that's the deal. And that's why, okay, let's get to the Security Council. Let's have this discussion and decide. And when we impose all these new sanctions, it doesn't matter. And there's more to come. So what's going to come out of that meeting? The Prime Minister of Japan has to be fuming, which is why, because we're their strong allies, which is why they immediately, or he immediately, jumped on the phone with Trump. Because if they are going to take any kind of a move, or they're taking some sort of measured response, which would be the council, then the whole idea is to put them on notice, put North Korea on notice that, hey, this isn't acceptable, man. You do this one more time, and that's it. We're going after you. We're not putting up with that. And to have that missile 14 minutes in the air, falling apart as it was lobbed over Japan, wow. That's insane. And anything could have happened with that if it had fallen apart, etc. Somewhere closer to Japan, closer to the main areas, a main artery, and happening at 6 o'clock in the morning, to me that says, okay, the sirens are going to go off. There's going to be an announcement that North Korea launched a missile and that it could possibly hit XYZ. That's pressure. I mean, that's more than pressure. That's, hey, go ahead and challenge us. North Korea is not backing down. This is what this says. So Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, felt like, let's do this diplomacy thing. They'll back down, but they're not backing down right now. This is a very, very dangerous situation. Scariest, maybe the scariest of my time. Maybe the scariest for some of you, too. All right. that mailbag, we booted it to the next segment. We're going to get there. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxing, waxing. Give me down to there, half shoulder length, longer. Here, baby, there, mama, everywhere, daddy, daddy, hair. Grow it, show it, long as I can grow it, my hair.
Oh, that's a good throwback.
And it fly in the...
Good job, Jason. Technical director extraordinaire. He scrambles faster than a Jersey crab, I'm telling you, because, boom, last second talking to him, hey, can you grab that? He gets it right away. Incredible. He would have made a great bartender. It's a crowded bar. Boom, like an octopus. He can handle everybody. So speaking of handling everybody, massive amount of email. And on that note, let's dive into the mailbag.
Mail time.
Mail time. Mail time.
Mail's here.
This one is from Raymond. Thank you, Raymond. First time that I've emailed you, Ms. Delaney, I just wanted to say I do enjoy the show. I had to warm up to you, but I really have warmed up to you. And I think some of what you do is hilarious, and some of it what you do is heavy conversation. You have great interviews, and I like the Forbes thing. So enough of that. Here's what I wanted to mention. North Korea, boy, it's getting to the point where maybe this whole thing will be over, and we just have to blow North Korea off the face of the map. But it is scary because China's in play, Russia's in play, And obviously Japan would jump on with us, I would assume, but this is kind of scary, I have to admit. Do I think the missiles reach the United States? They could, but it doesn't sound like easily. However, Kim Jong-un has decided to poke the other nations and to see what comes back. That means he's not that concerned or feels like he wants to keep challenging. At some point, it has to be more than threatening him, and he may have pushed the U.S. over the edge, especially with Donald Trump, who doesn't appear to want to do anything diplomatically with this. What do you think? Oh, I think that there's a big push to not do anything, meaning not start a war, if you want to call it that, but to instead use some kind of diplomacy. Easier said than done, because I don't think there's any diplomacy with Kim Jong-un. I believe that he wants to keep challenging. He does want to keep poking. And how much poking, you know, do you take until you finally say, enough, we're not going to take this anymore? And Japan was really rattled. You can tell by any description of what came out of Japan, that prime minister ain't happy. Of course he's not happy. So how much is Japan willing to take and absorb? Not that much. And they're right in the middle. I mean, needless to say, if it was a week of that happening, done, over with, something's going to happen. If this is, now there's a retreat, which is usually sometimes what Kim Jong-un does. Okay, do something, launch something, then retreat, 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 then come back, then go back. Then it's like this passive-aggressive behavior, only he's the crazy man who could do a lot of damage. This is from John, also on the same subject. Kim Jong-un needs to go, Kate. Can't some sniper take him out? Can't someone infiltrate the country? Oh, I don't know. You would think that there would be a way to take him out. Actually, he's surrounded by a wall of protection, so there's always that. And then there's access to getting in the country, access to getting into the inner circle. Maybe not as easy as one would think. Maybe not so easy. It seems like it would be, but maybe, you know, maybe not. It is scary. No question about that. And to me, it's scary because there's no way, I mean, how do you know what any world leader's thinking? But with him willing to be provocative, and especially the time when he did it, the whole thing, I mean, listen, shooting a missile over Japan, that's a big damn deal. It's unprecedented. It's a grave threat. Call it what you want. But it's not good. And then what's even crazier than that is these biplanes. He's got a fleet, and I didn't realize this, I was looking this up today. He's got a fleet of 70-year-old biplanes that are so bloody slow that they go like 30 miles an hour. They can go up to, you know, slow as 30 miles an hour. And in a massive burst of wind, they can go backwards, right? So you got paratroopers jumping from these biplanes from some really low levels to kind of show the force. So that means a lot of that is crazy. It's a lot of this is undetected. And that's when they were designed in the 40s to have this low radar. This is coffee talking. Profile, so you can't track them using conventional radar. So they're so slow. Check this out. Anti-aircraft systems, modern ones, are programmed to basically ignore them because they would be perceived as not a threat. So that's just perfect, isn't it? So the old plane could possibly deliver a nuclear bomb, could do a suicide attack. This antiquated machine. That's why you never throw anything out. Ba-dum-bum. Wouldn't you love to throw Kim Jong-un out? But how does that happen? How does it happen? All right, so let's move on to another one. This one is from Fred Kate, first time that I have sent anything to the show. Enjoy the show. Wondering who you think will run in 2020. I know that's down the road, but you're a person who's smart and probably tries to gauge those things. What do you think? Well, I think Trump again, unless something unforeseen happens. On the Democratic side, boy, it seems like everyone and their brother is hinting at possibly running. You know, like even Eric Garcetti, I was just seeing something about him, and he's got a lot of bases covered. He's a Jewish, Italian, Mexican-American. He's a mayor of Los Angeles, and he's going to New Hampshire to campaign for a candidate in New Hampshire, but supposedly kind of feeling out the territory somewhat. There are others who have hinted, and then the question also becomes, you keep hearing about former VP Joe Biden, and who cares about the age and all that, that he is still interested in it. I mean, there's just a massive amount of names that are floating around, and by the time you get closer to 2020, who knows? I mean, really, who knows who that will be? Clearly, the Republicans would most likely have Trump. I mean, he would be the guy unless he decides he doesn't want to run again, which would be surprising, but I think he will. There would have to be something that happened that stopped that. Let's put it that way. All right, here's another one. Let's go over to this. This is from Cook, who says, Kate, I think I heard you say you watch Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones, I think, is an amazing series. And I'm wondering if, I know you said you watched it, did you like the finale of 7? And what do you think will happen in 8? I think it was, you know, they hinted about this whole family thing with Game of Thrones, I guess more than hinted. I think it was setting us up for what would ultimately be the end. And Jon and Daenerys are, you know, they don't know that they're brother and sister. This is going to be lost on other people. And then they get connected, we'll say. This is with flying dragons and everything else is really kind of interesting where it's gone. Everybody's at war. Seems like modern life. I think if you're just asking me in general, I think it was good. I think that 7 was really, really good. And these are, by the way, George R. Martin, Martin's books. And they kind of tweaked a few things in those books. Fire-breathing dragons. Sounds like North Korea. Sounds like Kim Jong-un. Easily adaptable. Hey, thanks for all those emails, and thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of ATN.
To being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.